Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hard to believe it. But once we get into the month of February, we start talking about citywide races. These are not assembly races or state senate races, but they're just as important because these are people that live and work in your community. And these are the people that are going to dictate your quality of life in your community. That's why I'm happy to have Sherman Ray on, a candidate for Las Vegas City Council, Ward 1. And he joins us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Sherman, how you doing? Good morning.
Kevin, thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here.
Let me ask you, and this is the question I always have to ask every candidate the first time we have them on in a race, and that is, why are you doing this? I mean, it costs you money, time, walking neighborhoods, going to events. Your life is not your own for the next couple of months up until the April primary. Tell me why you're doing this.
Yeah, you know, it's probably, like you said, it's probably the most asked question, too, is why am I actually doing this? And Kevin, I've lived here since 1963, I've raised my family here, I've got a business here. In a nutshell, it's really for my family. It's for my grandkids. Growing up here in Las Vegas, going to high school here and everything else, I enjoyed a Las Vegas that I'm just afraid is going to be gone by the time my kids, you know, are old enough to try to even enjoy it. So I want to do my part right now to affect change, and I think that I think I'm the right guy for the job.
What is it specifically? And if you just want to give me one or two issues, that's fine. But what are the things when you say there's stuff going on that you want to make sure you can fix it for your kids and your grandkids? What kind of things are we talking about? What kind of policy issues are we talking about?
Yeah, you know, and I think one of the biggest ones, to tell you the truth, is the homeless situation. When I grew up here, I graduated from El Dorado High School, 79. The homeless situation was, I don't think I even saw a homeless person growing up. It's not that, I don't know if it's that I wasn't looking for it, but I just did not notice it. We've got a huge number of homeless people here now, and that's something we can't continue to allow happen. The number two issue for me is really business and creating a business climate that, 'cause I think everything lives or dies in a community. on their business base? Are they able to have jobs? And so I've been a business owner here for a number of years, and if I can get my kids in a place where they can start a business, you know, fulfill a business, run a business, I think that those are going to be two areas that I'm going to probably focus on probably primarily.
And by the way, as long as you're on the radio and we're talking about your business, you want to give a shameless plug for your business?
Well, I wouldn't be a businessman if I didn't. I own Avery's Coffee Roasters. We're up here in the Village Square Shopping Center, one of the few coffee roasters here in town. And thank you so much for that.
Oh, wow. Wow. Stop by. Then that's great. Sherman Ray joining us, candidate for Las Vegas City Council, Ward 1. For those that don't know, and most people, they certainly don't know their member of Congress. They probably don't know, you know, what ward they're in. Where is Ward 1?
Oh, gosh. So it's kind of a weird shape. So I'll give you the major streets. Sahara basically is the southernmost part from, like, Durango to the I-15. Then you just follow the I-15 around Rancho Circle, or going north on I-15, Rancho Circle, the market area. The new medical district area is going to be that way on Charleston, going all the way over north, all the way to Cheyenne. So that whole new, that medical district that's over there off of 95 and Cheyenne, we're up to about that area.
And who holds the seat now?
Lois Tarkanian. Yeah, Lois is termed out, so she's done a fantastic job, some would say, and so we're excited about doing some of the things and fulfilling some of the things that she started, and tweaking it a little bit where we think there needs to be some needed changes.
And I know these are so-called nonpartisan elections. I hate that. I absolutely despise them. Let's call a Democrat and a Republican a Republican. Am I right? You're the only Republican in this race?
You know, yes, I am. I'm the only conservative in this whole race. We've actually had one guy that he's changed his party affiliation fairly recently, but right now I'm the only one that has been a lifelong Republican and proud of it.
Let me ask you, the big issues facing the city, not just Ward 1, we'll get to Ward 1 in just a second. You mentioned homelessness. Is that a citywide problem or a Ward 1 problem?
You know what? It's a citywide problem. There are, you know, homelessness, I don't think really cares what ward you're in, but it's something that has, I think people, they only see the part of it that they see. They, you know, the guy standing on the corner with a street sign or something like that. I ride bicycles on the weekends with a riding group, and I could go down the wetlands areas, and there's a trail down there, literally 2 miles of trail where people are there that, sorry about that, I'm in my office right now.
And they're obviously calling for your roasted coffee.
I know. It's amazing. So there's a whole trail going down near the wetlands area that actually has homeless people on either side of the trail. And so, and if you never saw them, you would never even know they're even there. But they're there. They're citizens. Many of them probably would not be there if we could, you know, we could create a program or associations that could help them. But that's going to be huge. So I don't think homelessness really knows any boundaries.
I know other communities in Southern California, they're wrestling with that same issue. In fact, statewide, they're wrestling with the issue of homeless. Do you have any ideas on what can help that particular issue if you are elected to Ward 1 City Council?
Yeah, you know, I do. And I've been speaking to people in different ministries, people with different programs, about what it is. I mean, and we all know homelessness has been around since the dawn of time. I don't know if we'll ever have a cure for it, but we can definitely get the people off the streets who want to get off the streets. We can create programs. We can partner with other organizations that are already in the system. There's a lot of people who are already out there who deal with homeless situation already. I don't see any reason why we should have to reinvent the wheel, but to facilitate their job. Right now, the city is ponied up, you know, $10 million for a homeless shelter. I don't know if that personally is the right idea, but because there are so many other organizations that we could partner with that could do that. But my whole thing is I don't want to give anybody the false impression that if you vote for me, I'm going to and homelessness, because I don't want to lie to anybody, but we can definitely get the people off the streets who are on the streets who don't want to be on the streets anymore.
Again, Sherman Ray joining us, candidate for the Las Vegas City Council Ward 1. Let's go back to an original question, though, because this, before you can answer what it is the city should do, the question is, should the city government be doing anything, or is this something for nonprofits to do, or is there really a role for government to play in homelessness?
You know, that's a good question. The problem with what government tends to do is government tends to just throw money at things. They really don't think it through, and it's not that they don't have good intentions, but they're just throwing money at a problem thinking it's going to go away. I think government does have a role in helping and bringing down the homeless situation, but by and large, it's a social issue that we can create the atmosphere for change. We can create, because you can't legislate homelessness. And now, one thing we could do that was something that happened a number of years ago is the mental health issue of people who are out there. We can actually lessen the barrier to help people who have mental illnesses, help them get the treatment they want. Because right now, it's not illegal to be crazy, okay? But as an adult, but we can help the system to touch those people, to reach out to those people who do have mental diseases, because a lot of those people are out there, and it's not a huge number, but there's enough of those people out there that have mental illnesses that we can definitely help. I've got a daughter who's got a mental illness, and it's been a heck of a trouble just trying to get some kind of help because she's an adult. So we can definitely, as government, work in that capacity. The other ways is basically helping those entities that are already out there, because there are tons of them. You imagine how many churches there are out there that have homeless, you know, ministries. We can help them facilitate them reaching out to those homeless folks, too.
Sherman, you and I are on the same wavelength when it comes to that. The role of the nonprofits, they can do so much good. They already do so much good. I want to zero in on Ward 1 again, you know, and talk about some of the issues that you're going to be talking with voters about over the course of the next couple of months leading up to the April primary. And one of the issues I hear from people, and again, I'm blessed, I get to do a three-hour focus group every day talking with people and their concerns. One of the things that I hear from voters, and that is neighborhood safety, making sure that their kids can play in their front yard without fear of being injured or killed. Can you talk a little bit about the neighborhood safety issue?
Oh, sure. You know, Kevin, it's funny. Growing up, like I said, I've grown up here in Las Vegas. I only remember one gated community in Las Vegas when I was a kid growing up, and that was Rancho Circle. You know, that was the only place in town that had a gated community. And now pretty much every community that is, you know, that comes out of the ground has a gated community. And that's because of the safety issue. And the developers understand that also. In Ward 1, there is not actually even a substation in Ward 1. And so I'm going to be fighting to try to get at least a headquarters in Las Vegas. Now, there's one in Ward 5. There's one in Ward 2. There's one in Ward 3. But there's nothing in Ward 1. So we want to begin to push that, push for that. Safety in your neighborhood. If you cannot have safety in your neighborhood, if you can't, you know, open your door at night, it really makes it tough. I know if you were like me growing up, it was like you grew up, mom said, get out of the house all day long. Don't come back in until the streetlights come on. And that's what we're going to be trying to fight for, is a neighborhood that's so safe that you're not fearful that if your kid's out of the house for an hour or two, that you're going to have to call the police. So more police on the streets, making sure that the police have the resources they need. City councilman works over the fire department and I don't think anybody's even spoken about the whole fire department thing, but beginning to look at what the fire departments need, because that's safety also.
Sherman Ray joining us, candidate for Las Vegas City Council Ward 1. We're talking about the issues that directly relate to Ward 1. And, you know, I've heard the mayor talk about how the economic boom has helped the entire city. But we always talk about economic revitalization. Explain why that's important and how it can impact in Ward 1?
Oh, yeah. So there's pockets all over the city. When a city's growing, you know, if you allow certain areas to open up areas, especially in Las Vegas, we're sprawling development. Well, what's happened in Ward 1 is we've got pockets of blight. We've got pockets that have not been developed. And can you imagine if we were able to fill those spaces up? My job as a city councilman, and in my mind, is to be the ambassador and to be the mayor of Ward 1. So what I'm doing is I am looking for businesses that want to come into Ward 1. I want to, especially I've got an idea for, and I'm going to, you'll be the first one to hear this, Kevin, is I'm looking at a financial district that would be housed in Ward 1. And if you can imagine what a financial district would do for any place, but as much money as flowing through Las Vegas, if we had something like that in Las Vegas, in addition to the medical district and the tech district, we could create such a vehicle for economic growth that we would, other places around the country would start looking at Las Vegas not so much as a gambling place where you can lose your money, but as a place where you can come and make money. And I think that's a game changer. It really is. I think we're poised, just like Phoenix was a number of years ago, to see our city just explode with economic vitality. But it's going to take somebody with a little more vision than saying, hey, let's just build another casino. Because casinos have been great. They're our economic base. But there's so much more to Las Vegas, and I think the people who are moving here want more.
In our final minute, I want to find out more about the medical district. Everybody's all geeked about this thing. Explain how it can impact in Ward 1.
Yeah, the medical district, for those of you who don't know, is going to be basically MLK Rancho area. It's going to be on the north side, basically Alta, and on the south side, Charleston, from basically I-15 all the way up to Valley View. That area of town, UNLV's medical school is down there. So there'll be a teaching, there'll be a research area that'll be a part of that. So we're trying to attract world-class development, research, doctors, because right now we have the only state's level one trauma unit here, and that's wonderful, and yet we need more. So if we can become the medical hub here in the lower part of the state, it's once again, it's a game changer. That's one of those things that the city has planned that I'm just geeked about. I think everybody's excited about that.
I was just going to say, that's something that when we talk about economic revitalization, that's exactly what you're looking at, right?
Oh, yeah, and that's going to be huge. The property values on Charleston have already started going up, but we've got to start really reaching out to research people. I speak with research scientists all the time here, of all places at my shop, but one of the things they're saying is if we can attract some big names, people will start coming in. So
I love
it. It's really very exciting.
I love that. Hey, Sherman, if folks want to know more about your campaign, if they want to help you out, I don't know what you need, yard signs, money, whatever it is, where do they go?
Yeah, go to my website, which is VoteRay, R-A-Y, 2019.com. And once again, VoteRay, 2019.com. Yeah, we definitely need money for signs, for yard signs, for the signs on the street. We'll start going up here pretty quick here, I think, this week.
Oh, wow.
So I'm really excited for that. And, folks, we need your cash. So definitely send that to VoteRay2019.com.
Sherman, I tell you what, you're fascinating, and I look forward to following your race. Again, you got tough shoes to fill in the lowest Arcanian. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate it, buddy.
There you have it. Sherman Ray, running for Las Vegas City Council Ward 1. Stick around. More to do live and local now.
My fellow men, it's time to reclaim your love life. Take a stand against ED. No needles, no side effects, no surgery, and no pills. If you've been affected by ED, there is a better way. Call the doctors at Peak Health. Put the spontaneity back in your love life. Call Peak Health today, 702-625-4334, 702-625-4334, that's 702-625-4334, or peakhealthlife.com.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. Have you been wanting to start a business but just can't seem to find the time to go through the mountains of paperwork the government requires? Are you just overwhelmed by the bureaucracy and the burdensome regulations? Well, fear no more, because the Taylor Consulting Group is your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Whether it's starting a restaurant, a tavern, or a cafe, our knowledgeable staff will guide you through the licensing process. We specialize in gaming licenses, liquor licenses, and land use consulting. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
My fellow men, it's time to reclaim your love life. Take a stand against ED. No needles, no side effects, no surgery, and no pills. If you've been affected by ED, there is a better way. Call the doctors at Peak Health. Put the spontaneity back in your love life. Call Peak Health today, 702-625-4334, 702-625-4334. That's 702-625-4334 or peakhealthlife.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Coming up, my favorite part of the show, wall-to-wall free-for-all. It's all coming up. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We'll be right back. Grand Wall-to-Wall Free-for-All. Zakaria, you're up, and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead. Did I get that pronunciation right?
You did it perfect, perfect,
Oh,
Kevin.
God love you. Yeah, what's going on?
Thank you so very much.
What's going on?
Yeah, I was just listening to the gentleman, Mr.
Sherman Ray.
Was running for Councilman Ward 1, and he came up with a lot of good ideas. You know, being I'm a native also. I graduated from high school here in 1982, so he doesn't have me by far. And the key thing is that he's missing and that most politicians are missing. They have all the ideas, but it's reversing because a lot of things that he said was true. And what we grew up, we didn't have all the crime. We didn't have all this stuff, even though, you know, Las Vegas is a very transient city. And we could, you know, me growing up, we could actually leave our doors open, didn't have to worry about anybody coming in our homes and everything. But the thing is that we put y'all first. And the parents had control over their children. And the community came in, and they also supported, you know, also then the authorities. So there has to be order. It's not saying, well, we'll get this program and all this stuff with the homeless stuff, with the homeless people and stuff with that nature. And that's why the president is pushing now a wall, because the society has broken down so much in regards to allowing things to happen, and now it's out of control.
Well, can I ask you a quick question, though? Is he right, though? And I didn't live here then, so I don't know. But he says back in the day, there were no homeless. You didn't see them.
Sleeping
in doorways.
No, he's correct. That's the whole key. That's what I'm pushing at. Because I graduated from college in San Francisco. I went to school in San Francisco, and I'm thinking that what they're saying going on now, and it's considered a sanctuary city. The thing is, it's out of control because the people that are here, we had more community. The parents had control over the children. It wasn't with all these bogus laws. They're getting all these laws that it's taking rights from the parents. The parents can't discipline their kids now, and then they're complaining. The very thing that they're complaining is the very problem they're causing. And this is ironic too. The gentleman that's governor, I think he's a governor or mayor in California, wants to pay gang leaders to bring safety.
Yeah.
They're the one causing problems. You can't. You have to go back to square one, and that's to put the Almighty, your Creator, to seek Him first, and have that religious foundation like we had back then. Everybody was going to church. Everybody was community. When I went to school, even the principals had the right to spank us, paddle us when we got out of control. So it's like everyone was like helping out to try to steer the children from wrong behavior.
So Zakaria, let me just ask you though, is it the government that is the solution here, or is this nonprofits?
No.
You know, church
no,
groups.
It's not the government,
or is it families?
It's not the government. The key, the solution is turning back to their Creator, because His word, what He said, if you want things to prosper, you seek Him first, and then everything else follows. When you try to remove Him out of the way, then that's where you have the problems, because you're taking the very one who has the manual to show you how to do things, and you're trying to do it on your own, and you're screwing everything up, and then you're complaining because it's not working out. And that's what's been happening. He left us a manual. It's called the Bible. And the more we turn from the Bible, the more you get problems. It tells you how to feed your dog, how to treat humanity, but when you turn away, why are you complaining when you're causing the problems?
Good point.
And that's what's been happening for decades. We've been trying to get rid of. The crazy people are trying to get rid of God, whom they don't even believe in. But yet when something happens, they run to God, and they want the nonprofits. Look what we just had with our government shutdown. Those that were so prideful, they understand those who lack what they go through. And it was pulling us together to say, hey, we help out one another when there's a solution, when there's a tragedy. We don't run. We go too. That's what Americans are for. That's what we've done for centuries.
I love the way you talk, Zakaria. Thank you. That, by the way, is Exhibit A in why every day we do what we call the wall-to-wall free-for-all, where you can call in and talk about what it is that interests you. Now, normally, we talk about the news of the day. We talk about what's going on in our community, in our state, in our country, in our world. But from 11:30 until noon, we give you the opportunity to talk about what it is you want to talk about. And it attracts people like Zakoria. Thank you, dear. I appreciate it. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show. Maybe you want to follow up on what Zakoria was talking about. Maybe you want to talk about something totally different. That's okay. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. That's how we do it. You want to be a part of the show? You can. Now, today, for those of you that don't know, is an important day for you and your community. Because beginning today, the 80th Nevada legislature is open for business. Now, some will say that that's a dangerous thing because the Democrats came within 24 votes of a supermajority in both houses. As it is, they have a supermajority in the assembly and a majority, 8 Republicans standing in the way of a tax increase in the state Senate. We'll see how this works out. Kelvin Atkinson, who is the majority leader in the state Senate, said, what did he say? In the RJ, he was quoted as saying that we need to, quote, temper some of our allies. Meaning, you can't just run roughshod through the legislative process. You're going to have some friends. But this is day one of the 120-day Nevada legislature. And I will tell you, I think this is scary. I really honestly do. We will see. You know, the devil is in the details. Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. Coming up, more of your calls. And again, you're going to dictate where we take the show. You want to talk about Ralph Northam? You can. Our lines were jammed earlier. I know you couldn't get through. I understand. What should happen to somebody like this? And what does it tell you about Democrats and moral outrage? I said at the top of the program. In fact, I think I said this with Victor Jakes. Nobody does moral outrage better than Democrats and liberals. Oh, my God, I can't believe it. He used blackface. But when we start talking about moral outrage and you start talking about infanticide, Democrats go mute. I mean, no, you might as well push mute button. That's how it works. Tell you what, let's get back to your phone calls. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You call the topic at 844, the number 2, Nevada. Let's go to Gail. Gail, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Okay. I am calling about the abortion issue because I think we ought to talk more about morality than abortion. If Ted Bundy had been aborted, we wouldn't have had a mass murderer who may have killed up to 30 people if his mother had not had loose morals when he was born in 1946. And the same goes for the one-night-stand birth of Nicholas Cruz, who killed so many 17 people at the high school in Florida. And there's a girl who used to live here, married, and she was pregnant and had a staph infection and pneumonia, but her husband was holier than thou and didn't believe in abortion. She went through with pregnancy and dropped dead right afterwards. So, you know, there's a lot to the abortion issue. It has to do a lot with morality also. And the Bible supports the life of the mother before the life of the unborn.
Gail,
yes?
You sound like you know some history on this. Where did this start? This void of morality. I contend it's when we took God out of schools, and we did this moral relativism. If it feels good, do it. That was the beginning of the end of morality in America. And what we're seeing now is just a downward slide. Is that close to being right?
Oh yeah. Yes, I think you have a good point there, because it can go hand in hand with this. You do have to have some morality to avoid all these problems occurring. The birth of Ted Bundy to an unwed mother wouldn't have occurred if she didn't have such loose morals. And
Gail, just in the interest of full disclosure, there are millions of unwed mothers who give birth to children who are absolutely wonderful and functional, and they have no problem with morality whatsoever.
I want to say there's a higher crime rate for children who are born into homes where there's only going to be one parent. You saw Adam Lanza was in a one-parent family, and his mother left the guns untended, unlocked, and she knew that he was mentally deranged, and yet she left them out. And there's a higher rate of crime. People involved in the criminal justice system who are involved in one-parent homes.
Also, I could tell you people, young people who eat dinner with their family every night are less prone to crime, disease. I mean, they're better off in so many ways. Good point, though. I would say there are millions of young people who are the product of one-parent homes, and they do quite nicely, thank you. I don't know that you can paint with a broad brush like that. I'd be careful of that. More of your calls coming up on the other side. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
My fellow men, it's time to reclaim your love life. Take a stand against ED. No needles, no side effects, no surgery, and no pills. If you've been affected by ED, there is a better way. Call the doctors at Peak Health. Put the spontaneity back in your love life. Call Peak Health today, 702-625-4334, 702-625-4334, that's 702-625-4334, or peakhealthlife.com.
It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Cassell of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Cassell at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449, and find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. In 2017, the state's only funded educational choice program was given an extra $20 million to help low-income kids find better schools. Now Governor Sisolak says he doesn't want to keep that funding in the budget. His plan to slash the program could mean nearly 1,000 low-income students are going to lose their scholarships and be forced back into schools that didn't work for them in the first place. In 2017, the Nevada Teachers Union promised they would roll this program back or even eliminate it. Unless parents start pressuring their lawmakers today, it looks like the union might just have their way. That's why it's more important than ever for parents to let the governor and the legislature know that improving education should mean helping kids get in the classrooms where they can truly succeed, not taking away the very scholarships that make it possible. Your voice, your phone call could be what makes a difference. So visit NevadaPolicy.org, sign up for our emails, and you can get involved this legislative session on this issue and all the other issues we're keeping a close eye on in 2019. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
By the way, for those of you work or live or operate near the McCarran International Airport, it looks like it's going to rain cats and dogs here in a little bit. So if you are out and about getting errands done or something like that and you want to get in, I would get in soon because it looks like it's going to be pouring down rain here any minute. The wind's starting to whip up, and that's never a good sign. Anyway, to your calls we go. In fact, let's begin with Ken. Oh, and by the way, this is our wall-to-wall free-for-all. It's where you call in, talk about what it is that matters to you. We make it real simple, real easy. All you got to do is call us at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Ken, you're up, and you're in Las Vegas, and you're listening on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks, Ed Stoll's great radio station. Good morning, Ed. You're up. Hello, Ed. Ed is among the – tell you what we're going to do. We're going to put him on hold. He's among, as in the Catholic Church, we have to say, he's among the faithfully departed. We don't know what happened to him. You want to join us, you can. We've just freed up a line so you can slip through. Want to remind you, gosh, I can't believe it. We're already to what, the 4th of February? I got two things to remember in the next couple of weeks. One, my brother's birthday. Two, we're talking about Valentine's Day. And by the way, here's a friendly reminder. Valentine's Day, February 14th, it's a Thursday. Trust me, you do not want to forget Valentine's Day. So make sure you celebrate at Ichabod's Lounge. featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. In fact, it's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. Thursday, February 14th, beginning at 3 p.m., you and your main squeeze can choose from veal marsala, walleye, surf and turf, lamb chops, and my personal favorite, succulent prime rib. Make mine an end cut, please. Ichabod's, get your reservations for Valentine's Day and do it right now, would you please? Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Make sure that you take your main squeeze out for Valentine's Day. You can't miss it. This is the one, other than maybe her birthday or your anniversary. This is one where you simply cannot miss it. Go to Robert. Robert, you're up, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for all you do. This is not a joke. This is a good suggestion. We have a lot of open desert in this town, and for the homeless people, it's just unacceptable for us to let people suffer like that, lay on the sidewalk. What we need to do is set up a tent city on the edge of town, a nice high-tech one. We'll get some great tents. And two big pink school buses, and then just go around, pick them up, and make it a rule that you can't be in the city like that, and just take them out there and help the people out. I mean, there's definitely easy to do that. I mean, we have all kind of capability to do that. I think we need a tent city and a homeless school bus, then pick them up and take them out there and give them, you know, shelter and help them get into a program. But
Robert, let me ask you though. Is this something that government needs to do, or there are all across our community, there are places, homeless shelters, all kinds of things. They're not necessarily in the desert, but if you want open space, I know you can go to John Lee, my friend, who's the mayor of North Las Vegas, and I think 50% of their land is undeveloped. 50%. Maybe more.
Yes, so what it is that right outside the shelters, there's not even enough room, and they just let them stay on the ground. It's not even, you know, it should just pick everybody up and take them outside. I think it could work, but we should think in lines like that. But letting people just roam around and just totally destroyed like that is not acceptable. And it's better for our community to take care of those people, because it scares away tourism, you know. Anyway, the point is, it's good, 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 and good. So I think a nice high-tech tent city with some on the edge of town with two big giant homeless school buses, you know, and make it a law.
The only problem is, Robert, and here's the dilemma. How do you wean people off of shelters like that? Because then people say, well, I don't have to do anything. I can just stay here. You kick them out. Oh, now that would be horrible to do. I'm sorry, you're going to have to leave. Can you do that? Or is there squatters' rights to homeless shelters where you don't just spend a week, maybe get some training, get a resume together, and then they release you into society? There may be some people that say, I don't want back into society. Wow. Some pretty heady stuff we've been talking about today. Hope you have a great day. Want to thank our entire crew. But most importantly, I want to thank you for listening. Till we join you tomorrow, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, live and local now.
Hot air ballooning. Over the decades, many of you have enjoyed the freedom of flight, floating high above the Las Vegas Valley, overlooking the beauty and diversity of our great city. But one segment of our society has been denied that opportunity. Wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, in fact, anyone who's mobility challenged or might have trouble coming aboard. But all that has changed. Hey, Kevin Wall here, chairman of the board of Chariot of Fire Ballooning, a new 501c3 nonprofit. Our mission is to provide free or subsidized flights for those who can't afford it on one of a handful of hot air balloons in the world that are wheelchair accessible. Unlike other hot air balloons where you have to climb up and over into the basket, Chariot of Fire features a basket with a ramp so that everyone can come aboard with ease and with dignity. But I need your help. If you'd like to help wounded warriors and others in our community who are mobility challenged to live out their dream of flight, check out chariotoffireballooning.org. Your donation is tax deductible. That's chariotoffireballooning.org. And thank you in advance for your generosity.